My name is Mick Little, and thank you for tuning into the Golf Podcast, where we talk about golf and golf news. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about new golf club releases, as right now is the time where clubs are typically released. As I said before, today we are going to be talking about the new drivers that have been released by TaylorMade, Callaway, and Cobra, some of which are confirmed and some of which are not, but very likely to be real, and new irons from Ping and Cobra, which I am very excited about. I'm going to start today by talking about the new Callaway Epic Max driver and comparing it to the previous year's models. As you probably recognize the Epic name, as Callaway has released two Epic drivers before, but with different designs and a little different technology of what I'm seeing right now. We don't know much about the club right now just because we have leaked photos from reliable sources, so they are very likely to be genuine photos, but at the moment we just don't know for sure if this is a done deal or if this is just, you know, like we saw in 2016 with the TaylorMade drivers. Someone released a picture of drivers that were not going to be in production, and everyone ate them up because they thought they were going to be real. And as we saw, that was not the case. So let's get into what we know about the Callaway Epic Max. I have a picture pulled up right now, and it looks like Callaway has finally introduced on the sole of the club carbon fiber, which will greatly reduce the weight of Callaway drivers, because the reason why many people don't generally, or the only issue they have with Callaway drivers in the past, is weight. Weight has always been not one of Callaway's pluses when it comes to driver technology, but it looks like they used titanium too on the sole, because it's not all carbon fiber, which will also greatly reduce weight. And on the back of the club, this is the Epic Max, so there is a swing adjustment weight, I can see. And we've seen that in all the previous models, starting with the Epic GBB, all the way to the new Callaway Epic Max. Now, we did not see something like that on the Callaway Maverick, which was the 2020 model of Callaway's driver. But what I do see, and a main difference too now, is the face seems a little more shallow than the Callaway Maverick drivers. And that is something that I personally love on drivers, is a nice shallow face, because you can just slice through the air like it is nothing. Now, the thing that we cannot find out about the Epic Max, or there's no leaked images or any information, is what shafts the club will include. Knowing Callaway, I'm sure they will include some kind of premium shafts. As usually, we see about three stock shafts, and as Callaway has always done in the past, you can get any shaft you want for an extra price if you go buy the club online and customize it. But again, that option could be very expensive, as sometimes these extra shafts cost upwards of $700, and you're already buying a $500 to $550 club head. But to sum up the Callaway Epic Max, it looks like a very, very, very solid club all around, and I am very excited to try it out. And it looks like we still have the standard -1.5 and +2 adjustment loft sleeve for the driver this year. And that about sums up the Callaway Epic Max. And let's go on to the Cobra Rad Speed driver that was just confirmed by the Cobra Golf Company. And we had a leaked picture about 2 months or so, and this club, not much has changed, but let's get into that. So as I said, with the Cobra Rad Speed driver, not much has changed between the Speed Zone and the Rad Speed driver. I think Cobra is really focusing on their 2022 driver release, because not much has changed, but there are some differences. To start out with, they have a smaller titanium chassis, which makes room for more carbon fiber, which is much lighter. And they have a 33% reduction in carbon fiber wrap, as they call carbon thin ply wrap. And now this carbon fiber, as it did the speed zone, goes all the way around the driver. There is basically as little metal as possible in this driver. Now, we have three models. The Cobra Rad Speed, the Cobra Rad X Speed, and the Cobra Rad X Speed D-Type driver, and that's obviously going to be the draw-oriented driver, as we see with most golf companies offer a draw-oriented driver. Now, something I haven't seen ever or lately with Cobra is I want to see them make a driver that TaylorMade usually does with adjustable swing weights. We have adjustable weights, but you can only move them back and forth, meaning they're stationary, and you can move a heavier weight to the back or a lighter weight to the front and vice versa. Now, there are some benefits to that where you got less parts to mess around with, but with the TaylorMade drivers, as we've seen the Sim and the M5 lately, which are TaylorMade's last two drivers, you have a very big area of customization between those swing weights. Now, with the Rad Speed driver, what I am very excited about is that lighter material. Cobra has always focused on making a very fast driver, and I think this year is going to be their fastest yet. But again, I think we're going to have to wait till 2022, or a year from now, to really see another breakthrough technology. So I think in order, if I was going to buy this, I would just wait till 2022. Now we're going to be moving on to TaylorMade's new driver. Very long awaited. I feel like people this year have been paying very close attention to when TaylorMade was going to release this driver, and usually it does come around now, but as with the Callaway Epic Max, these are not confirmed, but even more likely because they are on the USGA conforming list. So that just basically makes it confirmed. But let's start talking about these. They are called the TaylorMade Sim 2 and the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max, just like the TaylorMade Sim and the Sim Max. Now, in my opinion, these drivers are kind of a letdown. First of all, there's no adjustable swing weight, but on the Sim, which is something I'm very confused about because TaylorMade loves customization within the drivers to the user. And another thing I see is all carbon fiber sole of the club. But it looks like it saves a lot of weight. But like I'm afraid about is with the M5 issue, it's the first generation of the M5 because it had so much carbon fiber on the bottom. If you had a little scratch in that carbon fiber or a little nick you took out, then this big thing happens where it just keeps peeling away and the driver becomes broken. Now, has TaylorMade improved that? I'm not sure. Just because these are non-confirmed, but very likely. Now, it looks like we got three drivers here. The TaylorMade Sim 2, the TaylorMade Sim Max, and the TaylorMade Sim Max D. Now, here's something very odd I see. With the TaylorMade Sim Max D, obviously you have that draw orientation, but with the Sim Max, it looks like you have a weight that can be moved to a draw orientation. So what I'm confused about is, why would you buy the Sim Max D if there is nothing that just basically makes the Sim Max D useless? Because you can just buy a Sim Max and have that custom ability. But other than that, we have forged aluminum on the back, which is something TaylorMade has never really utilized, so I'm very excited to see this. We still have the same speed pocket because of the conforming issues we had, and we saw with the M6 where they have to inject foam into the back of the face because it came off too high, and that's about it with these drivers. It looks like they come with a Fujikura Ventus shafts, as we saw with the Sims previously. And obviously, TaylorMade offers some kind of customability with the shaft if you buy them online. Same thing with the Callaway. But here is some good stuff about the Sim, too. You can customize the colors now, according to confirmed leaks. TaylorMade said with their new driver that you will be able to customize all colors and not emblems, but colors on the driver. And you can engrave things, it looks like, on the back of the driver. Like, and it looks like you have a maximum of 10 letters, which is going to be very nice. But like I said, with the Cobra Rad Speed, I think this is a driver that you just want may want to wait this one out and wait for the TaylorMade 2022 release, as I believe that driver is going to have some very promising technology in it. Now we are running out of time here, but what I would like to just go over two more things is the TaylorMade Sim 2 driver will be coming out with matching irons, as we've seen, always seen with TaylorMade, and the Cobra Rad Speed will be coming with Rad Speed irons, as Cobra has been doing lately. Now, the Callaway, we do not know about that yet, but typically Callaway likes to go off and make another set of irons, but with last year's Maverick, we did see that they did release a matching set of irons. So, that does conclude what we are going to be talking about in today's podcast, and in conclusion for today, I think we have some new technology coming into the 2021 year between drivers and irons, but just not as much as we've seen in previous years. Now, does that not mean that there's something I've missed just because some of these drivers we talked about today are unconfirmed, so we don't have many specifications about them? Yes, I could be wrong with this. There could be some new technology that's very promising on these drivers. But from what I could see labeled on the drivers, not much. But again, only time can tell that. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today. And I hope everyone has a great day and keep swinging.